everybody, and welcome to this month's MPL Step 4 show. And coming up on this month's edition, we're going to be joined by Dave Smith later from Cleethorpes Town, Dave Frickleton at Frickley Athletic, and we're going to be joined by the new head coach at Ilkeston Town, Mr. Martin Carruthers, will be joining us. But we're going to start the show talking about the North West Division, and in particular, the race up at the top. Workington AFC out in front at the moment on 28 points after 14 games. Then we've got three teams all on 27 points. It's incredibly tight with Trafford, Marine and Clitheroe all tied on 27 points. And Ramsbottom United, currently sitting in fifth, are only 1 point behind them. And then Marsh United, just outside the playoffs, they're 3 points behind that pack of teams on 27, currently sitting sixth on 24 points and sitting there with four games in hand. So it's awfully tight up at the top of the North West Division. And coming up on this week's show about the North West Division, we're going to be joined shortly by Phil Brown at Clitheroe and Neil Young at Marine. But before all of that, it's to second place Trafford, Tom Baker's side, on an incredible run at the moment. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Shoreview. Here is Mr. Tom Baker.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season, to be honest with you, Ben. Obviously, we had a really bad start to the season. We lost the first four league games, which is it's becoming a bit of a tradition with me and Trafford, to be honest with you, in terms of poor start. And then from there, we've really kicked on, and obviously we're sitting pretty at the minute, obviously in second, but we're certainly not trying to get, you know, too carried away. We're just keeping our feet on our ground and trying to take one game at a time.
I mean, you talked about the obviously, I wasn't going to mention it, Tom, because, you know, we've been speaking for a fair few seasons now, and Trafford seasons, yeah, do tend to start the same. But this run you've been on, I mean, one defeat in 10, it's staggering, really. I mean, what's it all down to?
I don't really know, to be honest with you, mate. I wish I did, and I'd try and recreate it a bit more. I mean, to be honest with you, Ben, this season was a little bit different, and we have always had poor starts to the season. We don't know why. We've looked at different things throughout pre-season. This year was a little bit different because we actually started really well. The first four games that we lost, some of the performances were outstanding, and I genuinely mean that. And we really weren't getting the rub of the green. We had some, you know, we probably could have won at least a couple of them four games and maybe even picked up a point in another one. So it's a little bit different in terms of the performance was there. We just weren't getting the results. What's changed? Probably not a great deal. It's just that we've started matching results with also the performance, so which is obviously what you're looking for. So we're really pleased about that. Obviously, we're on a good run. The one defeat you spoke about, that grates on me a little bit, because that was the Big House game away where we had the phantom goal that was scored that wasn't given. But yeah, we're doing really well at the minute, but it's such a tough league. I say it every time I'm on the show. It's such a tough league, so competitive, and you know, you're only a couple of games away from sort of either jumping three or four places or dropping three or four places. But so we're not getting too carried away. That's for sure.
And top goal scorers in the division as well. So and the defence, obviously, I think you've conceded double what Workington have. But when you're scoring that many, I suppose it doesn't really matter.
Again, that's quite unusual. I mean, we've always, my teams, since I've been at Trafford, have always been renowned for real solid defence. We've always generally had one of the best defensive records in the league. Goal scoring is something that has always generally been a problem, or certainly the last couple of seasons, it's been an issue for us and probably been our downfall in terms of last year not making the playoffs and maybe the year before not getting automatic promotion. So this year it seems to turn on its head a little bit. We're not, you know, we're still pretty good defensively, although we've probably conceded a few more than I'd like to, and maybe we've done in previous seasons. But we're scoring a hell of a lot more goals, and again, the first four games that we lost, you know, a lot of that was down to we just couldn't hit the net, and all of a sudden, you know, we've started to find the net and find it quite frequently. And like I say, obviously that's why, you know, at present we're top goal scorers in the league, but both aspects are so important, Ben. Obviously, we want to continue to score goals, but you know, I'm not daft. I know that success a lot of the time is built on good defence, so that's something that we definitely need to look at and we want to improve on as well.
And coming up in December, you've got some interesting games coming up. Obviously, Widnes away this weekend. Then I think you're playing Tadcaster, aren't you, and Runcorn-Linnets. So what do you think Trafford are capable of as we head towards the halfway point of the season?
Oh, a really tough question. I think we've got a tough period, but to be fair, every time I look at the fixtures and I look at each month, I'm almost looking for a month where I think that's an easier month, and then I go through each month and think there's no easy month. So again, that shows the strength of the league. I don't know, mate. If I'm being honest, I think I've said on a couple of interviews, our own club interviews and stuff, that I really don't know how good this team can be at the minute, and that's the exciting thing for me. Over past seasons, you know where you're at. You know what a realistic aim is in terms of what you want to try and achieve. You know probably what would be an outstanding season and what would be a poor season and where sort of the middle ground would be. With this squad's a little bit different. It's a very young squad. It's the youngest squad I've had since I've been the manager at Trafford. You know, the average age is probably only early 20s. And I don't quite know how good they can be. It's quite exciting. We could finish anywhere from mid-table to right near the top. Obviously, it's a really important sort of month, December, which it always is in any league, any division, and the next couple of games, you know, we've got tough away games in Widnes and Runcorn-Linnets, and they're not going to be easy, but we really need to, if we want to try and stay up near that top and stay in and around them playoff spots, we need to continue this run now, and we need to go and put a few results together. But again, I don't think you'll start to see anyone pulling away, whether it's at the top or whether it's a group of teams in terms of playoffs. I don't think you're going to see that for a good while yet, maybe getting into February, Ben. So I think it's still early days. And again, you know, I know it's dead cliche and it's not what people want to hear, but we literally are just trying to take it one game at a time and see where that takes us.
All that said, Tom, you must be loving it at the moment. I think that's a safe thing to say.
I am. I'll be honest. Well, I always try and be honest. This is probably... I'm really enjoying what I do. I always have done since I've been at the club. You know, I love my job. I love being a manager. But this squad's just a little bit different, and that's no disrespect to any of the other squads that I've had. I've had some amazing squads, and I've had some amazing players that have played under me, both on and off the pitch. But this squad, I don't know if it's to do with the age. They really excite me, and they make me look forward to go to training and go to game day and work with them, and that's great from a manager. I've been at the club, this is my fifth season now, and you'd think maybe I'll be getting to the point where, you know, you're thinking, you know, where do we go with it? But I really feel like I've got a new lease of life at the minute, and I'm enjoying working with the players, and I think the players are enjoying it themselves, and obviously where we are in the league at present hopefully speaks volumes of that. But we'll just keep working hard and see where that takes us.
Trafford manager Tom Baker there joining us here on the MPL Step 4 show. So Trafford currently 1 point off league leaders Workington AFC. Big game for Trafford tomorrow. They're taking on Widnes away from home. But game of the day, I think it's safe to say this, in the North West Division is between Clitheroe and Marine. Third travelling to fourth. In a second, we'll be hearing from tomorrow's host, Clitheroe. But before that, it's to the Merseysiders, Marine, currently sitting in third position. Let's hear from their manager now. It's a welcome return to Neil Young.
We're improving all the time. You know, it was always going to take a bit of time. We knew we'd evolve as we went, making such a big turnover of staff, playing staff in the summer. But yeah, I think we've won one defeat in eight league games, probably a few too many draws in there. But yeah, you know, it's, as you say, it's a tight league. And we're improving all the time. That's the main thing.
One of those draws was a recent one against Workington. And if you were to ask, you know, who's your favourites for promotion at the start of the year, they would have said Marine or Workington. So I guess that's no surprise. And I guess as well, it's no surprise there's only 1 point separating you at this stage of the season.
Yeah, it was a tight game. Workington, you know, they try and play out through the back and they're good at it. And I know most of the teams that we've played against have all said, you know, Workington's the best team we've played, but we went there with a game plan, you know, and to try and hit them on the break. And it worked to a point, obviously, we drew 0-0. But yeah, they're a very good side and play the right way. And Tingen, I think they've got one of the best players in the league. as I say, you know, we're working hard, we're improving all the time. That's the main thing, that we keep improving, you know, because, as you know, as you said it before, it's very tight up there. So very good teams. We've had some really good battles.
Yes, and I mean, I think we when we last spoke, we talked about the fact that, you know, you could make a case for 20 teams making the playoffs. The North West Division is living up to that early call there, because it's quite remarkable, that top end, isn't it, at the moment?
It is, yeah. I think someone said to me once, you know, two points a game, you know, with championship form. But if you look, I think there's quite a number of teams not far off that. And as you say, I think the top 10 or 11, there's probably 5 or 6 points, you know, in between them all. But, you know, it's like anything. You know, if you can get on a run, then, you know, you can maybe open up a gap. But as you say, it's going to be tight. And we haven't come up against a team yet that are just going to turn, you know, you're just going to turn over. I mean, Mars, Pontefract, all very tough games.
And speaking of tough games, we should talk about tomorrow's epic game that's coming up for yourselves. Yep. Clitheroe away, that's probably game of the day, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it's as tough as they come. They're on a great run of form. You know, they've done really well this season. Probably dark horses, you know, from most people's point of view. Probably didn't expect them to be where they are, but, you know, Brownie's done a great job there. And as you say, it's going to be a really tough game. Played them in the cup game probably about a month ago. You know, I'm sure they'll be changed from then. We'll be changed from then. It was a very tight game. We came through on penalties. But, yeah, you know, tough away game. Nice place to go. Nice people. You know, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can come up with the right result, but we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be.
And as a manager, you know, like we've touched upon here, and I hope the listeners getting a flavour of it. Every single game in this division, it's often rolled out as a cliche, but this league, it's particularly true. There is no easy game. So how do you prepare for, you know, because then you've got City United the weekend after, and you know you've got City Liverpool on Boxing Day. I mean, these are tough games to prepare for.
They're all tough games, and I know it's an old cliche, but you just got to look at one each time as they come. You know, we scout teams, we watch them, we have them watch, we analyse best we can in terms of what footage we can get hold of, and we do our homework and try and, you know, put that information to the players, work on it in training. Supposedly most clubs, but as you say, you know, the fine detail is usually in the results. And what teams can do on the day. And as I say, you just named, you know, two games there. Clitheroe will be another very tough game. And, you know, I think they're probably the form teams in the league in recent weeks.
And just before you go, Neil, as we go to where recording this interview, what's George going to be bringing to the table?
Well, we brought George in. He's a good player. We tried to do him in the summer. We tried to sign him in the summer. But we couldn't do it then. We managed to do it now. Obviously, we've got George Newell, we've got George Hassel, we've got Niall Cummins, and we've got Brett Umberlander. I've always thought, you know, I've been in this league a few times now and got out of it a few times, and it's you know, don't get me wrong, you've still got to defend properly, but you usually find the team, you know, that creates and score the most chances is the team that's challenging at the top end. And, you know, we're in a position at the moment that we've got four strikers now who, you know, we'll all get goals at this level. Good competition for places. We just need to work a little bit more defensively on making sure we shut out. But, you know, it's always about, you know, I always believe it's about scoring goals at this level.
Yeah, so it's some forward line you're developing there, that's for sure.
It is, you know, that's been the plan all along. You know, where last year when we got relegated, you know, we only had one or two strikers with reliance on. And obviously, you got an injury. We lost Niall Cummins. We brought him on loan. I think he won seven and drew one of the eight games. Then he broke his ankle. And we lost him, and we were left with, you know, one or two lads who had a bit of injury, loss of form. So this year we've made sure that, you know, we've got plenty cover in that area. Because as I say, you can be defensive and solid if you want. If you don't score goals, you don't win games. And as you said before, this league's very tight, and 3 points make a massive difference instead of those ones in terms of trying to create, you know, getting to the top of the table.
And finally then, Neil, what's your message to the travelling support who are heading to Lancashire tomorrow?
Well, travelling support, I'll be honest, has been fantastic for Marine. I mean, we went to Ramsbottom, took over 100. We're expecting to take a fair crowd tomorrow. I'm sure they're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. You know, we've got a few lads carrying knocks and flu and whatnot, so we'll have a look when we get there tomorrow in terms of who's available. But really looking forward to it. I'm sure the supporters are. But we, you know, we've got to make sure that we're, you know, fully mentally clued into what we're meant to be doing, because we are in for a very tough game of football.
So that was the view from Marine. That was Marine's manager, Neil Young, there joining us on the Step 4 show. Marine travelling to Clitheroe tomorrow. It's a big, big game in the Northwest Division. Let's hear now from the hosts and Clitheroe's manager, Mr. Phil Brown. Welcome back to the show. And, well, Clitheroe started the season really, really well. 1 point off top spot. How's the season gone so far?
Yeah, it's gone really well. Obviously, you know, you look at league table and look at current form. I'm more than happy than where we are. You know, it's been tough, obviously, you know, from pre-season to where we are now. We've had to work extremely hard, you know, in terms of recruitment and, you know, getting everybody together and then obviously putting performances together on the pitch. But if you'd have given me, you know, what we've got now at the beginning of the season, I'd have said, yeah, I'll take that very much. So I'm obviously got to be happy.
I mean, when you spoke to the local press at the time, when you joined the club, you were saying you wanted to make Clitheroe a club that the town could be proud of. I think that certainly, you certainly hit home with that in this opening gambit of the season.
Yeah, I mean, when I met the board, one of the things that they said to me, you know, in terms of the remit was we'd try and reconnect the team and with the fans again, with the community. You know, they felt that there'd been a bit of a, you know, a disconnect maybe previously, you know, obviously, with the disappointing performances that were certainly at home anyway, so that was the first thing that we had to do really, and yeah, you're right. You know, we've now got a team that I think the fans are warming to. I think, you know, it's probably a little bit too early to say they're proud of them, you know, but definitely coming out and supporting them in their numbers. The crowds have been fantastic at Shawbridge, you know. We had over 400 on Saturday, which is a phenomenal attendance at this level. But yeah, we first part of the remit was to connect the team back to the community, and I'm fairly happy that we're on track to do that.
I was going to mention the crowds because it's up at the top end of the division. That's for sure. And you know, when they're watching 6-1 wins like you put in against Ossett United on Saturday, you can see why they're coming.
Yeah, we're quite a dynamic and attractive team. I mean, I feel for Ossett a little bit because it was quite tight for most of the game, considering they'd had a man sent off early doors as well. But the last 25 minutes, we really put a spectacle on. We were dynamic, and our football was exquisite at times. Certainly the goals, anyway. So to run out 6-1 was really pleasing, and obviously, you know, home fans. You know, obviously they're happy with any win, but a 6-1 win at home, you know, that sends them away, you know, more than happy.
Yeah, and obviously you touched upon, you know, what your recruitment that's been going on. A couple of players who I've seen, obviously Craig Carner, he's quite a good signing, to say the least, and he scored 2 goals at the weekend.
Yeah, Craig's a good player. I've known him for a long time. He was at Lancaster with us when we won the league, and he was with us for a couple of years. And he signed for FC. He just couldn't quite get the minutes that he wanted. So he's come to us. He's a great signing for us, and he's hit the ground running, really. You know, he's made a massive difference to the team. He's chipping in with goals. So at our level, you know, Craig's a great signing for us, you're right. But it's not just Craig. We've got a few good players that we've recruited. You know, some people have heard of and some they haven't, you know, and it's a real collective, and the performances are reflecting that.
Yeah, Conor Gall, obviously, he's been scoring quite a few goals, let's say, in this opening start to the season. But I was going to say, this opening start to the season in Step 4, especially in the Northwest Division, I mean, when we were talking in the season preview, you could make a case for 20-odd teams to make the playoffs. So to be fourth at this stage of the season is quite an accolade, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it is. You're spot on. It's really open. Anybody can beat anybody, you know. I mean, the top end of the table is really tight in the playoffs, but just outside it's tight as well, you know. There's a couple of teams with games in hand, but there's no easy games, you know. It's really difficult whether you're playing top, middle or bottom. So, you know, I wouldn't write anybody off at this moment in time, and certainly we're taking each game on its own individual merit. And all right, we're playing Marine, who were up there with us, but if we were playing Pickering or we were playing anybody down there, like us last week, we treat them with the equal amount of respect because we know how tough it is.
I mean, you touched upon the Marine game there. That game tomorrow, or I should say, it started chucking it down where me and Phil live. So if it's do check Twitter before setting off on Saturday morning for the game. But this is game of the day, isn't it, in the division against Marine?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm confident that it'll be on because we've got some volunteers who look after the pitch tremendously, and we've not had any games called off, you know, for the state of the pitch. So I'm pretty confident it'll be on. But yeah, it's an attractive game. It's third versus fourth, same points, albeit they've got a game in hand. I expect a tight affair, cagey affair. We played them in the Integral Cup a couple of weeks ago. They could have won it, we could have won it. They made changes, we made changes. And even in the penalty shootout, we had chance to go on, and they had chance to go on, and eventually, you know, they did go on. But it'll be a tight game. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be very, very entertaining.
And enjoying your time at Clitheroe?
I am enjoying my time at Clitheroe. It's a club that I knew a bit about. Didn't know a massive amount about, but I did know a bit about, obviously, because I'm from Preston, I'm around the area. And it's always come over as being a good club, always got a good vibe about it. So now I'm in there now and I'm seeing, you know, meeting people behind the scenes, and obviously getting to know some of the fans. It is a good club. It's a, you know, it's an happy place to ply your trade, let's just say.
Phil Brown there, manager of Clitheroe, and what a game we've got in prospect tomorrow. Clitheroe hosting Marine on Saturday afternoon. Not bad at all. And we'll be returning to the North West Division of the Northern Premier League on next month's show. But it's now time to go from the northwest to the southeast now. And joining us on this week's show from a southeast perspective, in a second, we're going to be joined by the managers at Cleethorpes Town, at Frickley Athletic, and Ilkeston Town's new head coach, Martin Carruthers. But just to give you a lie of the land on how the division's looking at the moment, Stamford currently sitting out in front on 30 points. Leek Town in second, but only on goal difference. They're also on 30 points. 2 points back, we've got Carlton Town. We heard from Tommy Brookbanks on the main show during the month of November. Great stuff being done there at Carlton Town. But in fourth position, we've got Cleethorpes Town, currently sitting 3 points off top spot. It's been a great start to the season for the Lincolnshire side. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. Here's Dave Smith.
Yeah, interesting. Very tight. I think a few surprises up there, but no surprise that it's a competitive league. I think when we looked at the constitution of it and looked at the teams in there, a lot of teams have improved. And yeah, there's only a couple of points separating four, five, six teams. So yeah, each game's massive, and tomorrow's one of those with Belper coming to Linden.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that game shortly, but you know, when we look at the top end of the table, you're just 3 points off top spot. Obviously, beneath you, there's a load of teams who'd like to be where you are in the table. I mean, how difficult is it to get your head round? I mean, you talked about the way the league's set up and everything, but how difficult is it to be this competitive week in, week out?
Yeah, I think, put it this way, we'd rather be where we are, put it that way. I think a year ago we were bouncing back from being bottom of the league after 10 games. So it's a refreshing change to be placed in those playoff positions. I think it makes it easier to get players and squads up for games. As a manager, you know, you're walking into games and the players know exactly what it means, what's in it for them, and what the prize at the end of it is. So I think the group we've got, and certainly the mentality of the club, I think that the situation helps us to give us that edge, and that competition keeps us sharp and focused, helps training and preparation for games. So, but yeah, exhausting, mate, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, I mean, it is in stark contrast to last season. And obviously there was, I can't remember the exact the way it all worked out, but there was the point deduction season as well, wasn't there? So this is pretty much where I think everyone expected Cleethorpes to be, but it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a nice compliment. I think people respect us as a club and a team, and we've had some nice compliments about how we play and what we are, but end of the day, we know what we do if we don't apply ourselves, and that's where we found ourselves last year. So this is where we'd hope to be, and the club would expect to be in that playoff mix with a chance to kick on. So yeah, all credit to the players. We've recruited well this year. I think we've got a good squad, good strong squad. This is where we should be with the players we have. competitive within a mix of some other really, really good teams.
And how are you finding that transition from being assistant manager to being the big boss? How have you found that transition?
It seems ages ago, to be fair. Now, I think time flies. It's over a year. It's sort of 13, 14 months. It's so full on. It's so full on from a, you know, it's a hobby. It's a part-time thing, but it feels full-time a lot of the time. So talking to players, trying to sign players, dealing with games, dealing with things off the pitch, it's the transition hasn't been one you've been able to sit back and think about too much. It's just thrown in deep end and try and get those points. But from a much happier being the manager, and I feel like it's my team now. I think that's important from a recruitment perspective, and the team we brought in, it feels like my team. And at points last year, we was building towards that. It probably didn't. But the pre-season we've had and the players have brought in, yeah, I think it's down to me and my staff and my squad now to try and deliver.
Now, it's a phrase I've just used, easier said than done. But, you know, I've looked at your fixtures for the coming weeks. You've got a particularly difficult spell coming up, haven't you? Home to Belpu, currently sit fifth in the league table, and only recently suffered their first league defeat of the season. And then next week, you're travelling to the league leader, Stamford. So, what's the mood in the camp like heading into these big games?
I'll throw Ilkeston after that as well. So that's the next three games. So I'm very aware of that, Ben. I think they're the games you want to play, aren't they? So there's not a lot you need to say to the players in terms of motivation and focus, because they know exactly what they're walking into. I think my side of the teams are going to play the management of them as well. It's a challenge you want to take on, but it's difficult. It is going to be tough. And I think that's going to reflect the season. I think it's competitive towards that top end, and I think there's going to be a lot of wins and losses, and teams are going to take points off each other. You look at Frickley now, who are flying up the table after a really poor start. They're going to take points and try and get in that mix. And Ilkeston have just appointed a new manager, so I'd expect some squad movement there as well. So from week to week, you've got a different proposition. And I think that top five, six, seven teams are all going to take points off each other.
And obviously as well, when you look at the attendances are really strong this season at Cleef Ops. That crowd's going to be very important tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been one of the massive pluses of the season, really. We moved to the new ground not so long ago. Fans have started to come out and support us. We're getting a good link with Grimsby Town as well. So when they're away, we're getting their supporters in. And I'd like to think we play the right way and people are coming to watch and enjoying what they see. And non-leagues, and you can sort of feel and touch the atmosphere and the players, and you can hear every word and every bead of sweat gets splattered onto yourself. And I think people enjoy coming to see that. But no, they've been great for us. And it's quite a tight ground, and you can hear every word, good and bad, when you're in the dugout and on the pitch. So the support is going to be really important against a tough team tomorrow.
And I know managers don't like to single out players or anything like that, but Scott Vernon, I was just looking through his record there. He's more or less scoring in every single game, isn't he? There's only a couple of games he's not scored in this season. He's been quite phenomenal.
He's been brilliant since he came to the club. I think obviously everyone knows his background and his pedigree, but his attitude is shown to come down the level, to make a lifestyle decision to come to our level of football, and to fit in our club, our style of play, and our budget as well. He's made a lot of sacrifices to do that because he loves football. He's more than goals as well. I mean, I'm over the moon with his goals, and he got 20-odd last year as well. But he's more than goals. The what he brings to the team from an experience and an example for us to follow, and his link-up play is really, really important to us. And he's added those goals. He's just on fire. And I think he's scoring all different types of goals as well, which is great to see, and makes it difficult for opponents to really nail down what to do with him at the moment.
And finally then, Dave, obviously, like we touched upon, there's a busy spell coming up for yourself it could be a pivotal time of the season as well for the club. So what's your closing message to the Cleef Ops faithful heading into this busy December coming up?
We need to hear you. We need to hear you getting behind the players. I think we know how tough it's going to be, so the support is critical to give us that extra edge, and just get behind us and support us. I think we'll try and do all we can to win the games and entertain and give you something to cheer over the Christmas period. But one thing that they do know is that the squad and the players we've got will be doing everything they can to get the points on the board, and we've got a great chance.
Cleethorpes Town manager Dave Smith there speaking to us here on the Step 4 show. We mentioned Marine travelling to Clitheroe being perhaps game of the day. Well, to be honest, Cleethorpes Town against Belper Town is a pretty big game as well. So a big game tomorrow, 4th hosting 5th in the South East Division. Looking on will be Ilkeston. They're currently sitting 6th in the league table and they've got a brand new head coach, Mr. Martin Carruthers, formerly of Baysford United and former player, of course, at Ilkeston. Ilkeston will be hosting Sutton Coldfield Town on Saturday. And on Friday, I caught up with Ilkeston's new head coach. Here's Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us and a big welcome back. A cracking job, a cracking club you've joined here. I mean, what's brought you back to Ilkeston?
Well, I mean, it was a whirlwind, to be honest. I know Mark Clifford, obviously, from my time at Baysford. I know Andrew and Dave, the owners with Cliffy, for a number of years. So, you know, when they took over, you know, we joked about me coming back at the end of the season. I was obviously doing a good job at Corn, and it was a real tough decision to leave. We'd been second in the league and another chance of a promotion, and we'd set up some real good foundations there. So that was a really, really tough call. But when the call came in that they wanted me to come in now, and obviously with a view to, you know, trying to maintain the push this season and trying to sneak into those playoffs. And then, you know, next season having if we do get up, brilliant. If not, then having a real go, you know, to get automatic promotion the following season. So for me, you know, I know all about Ilkeston. You know, I was there as a player and assistant manager many years ago. And, you know, just the fan base, the club, you know, just from the times of the great Keith Alexander, you know, what a successful club it can be. And, you know, if I can be part of something special in taking the club back up to those giddy heights, then, you know, it was just something that I just could not turn down and something I'm absolutely delighted to be involved in.
Now, we had Mark on the show, I think it was last month or a couple of months ago, when they were announcing that the stadium's going to get redeveloped at some point. The ambition for the club is clearly there. I mean, that must have been attractive as well.
Yes, I mean, when I saw the plans when they first come out, you know, in terms of a new sports bar, offices, new 3G pitch, you know, academy, under 23s. It's just phenomenal, the vision and the business acumen that those guys have got. And like I said, you know, in terms of trying to make it a financially stable club, it's all there. And we know all about the past troubles of Ilkeston with financial issues. And, you know, these guys have got a clear plan in place. And, you know, if a club can be self-sustainable with a magnificent fan base they've got, you know, and if we can start getting 800,000, 900,000 in, you know, every couple of weeks, then, you know, we're doing our job. And, you know, once we start to build a successful team and continue on the success of Mark and Scott in his season, then, you know, the old community and the football club will be rocking, and, you know, we'll create a great environment.
I mean, you talk about the past. I mean, I've obviously seen Baysford United quite recently, and, you know, you only have to see some of the players they've got and the history of where they've come from through their academy football at Ilkeston in the past. There has been a proven track record for developing players, and Ilkeston being at the forefront of that. Is that something that you're looking to rekindle?
Very much so. And, you know, when we took over at Baysford, you know, the benchmark at that time, you know, we're Ilkeston Town. You know, you've got your Che Adams. There's been two or three, you know, players that have gone on through their academy to professional clubs. And that was always, you know, Chris Munro's, you know, ambition to mirror what Ilkeston did. And, you know, and all credit to Chris Munro and Baysford and what Steve Chettle is doing now with Baysford. You know, they're the top club in the East Midlands, and rightly so. And, you know, they've got a great chance of getting promotion this year. And, you know, they need to be proud of what they've achieved. And, you know, that's our target now. You know, can we get up to step three? Can we then catch up with Baysford and challenge Baysford? So, you know, that's the plan. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, we can be successful and get the club up there.
Now, what's your assessment of the South East Division? Because obviously Ilkeston, just outside the playoffs at the moment, played a fair few games more than everyone else, but old cliche time, I'll say it so you don't have to, you'd rather have the points on the board and that kind of thing. I mean, what's your assessment on the division? Because there's a few big hitters in this league.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's a really tight league. You know, there's still a lot to play for. You know, I know we've played more games than everybody else, but from what I've seen, you know, this season, everybody can beat everybody, and it's not a case of the bottom teams, you know, falling over. You know, it's still up for grabs. All the top teams will have to play each other, you know, and, you know, you only have to look at Carlton Town and, you know, the transformation that Tommy Brookbanks and Mark Harvey have done with them, and they're sitting top, and, you know, you're top of the league on credit. So, you know, from being relegation candidates next year to top of the table is a great turnaround. And again, you know, they're the benchmark. You know, you've got Belper Town, you know, who are flying out, who played, you know, so few league games as well. You've got Stamford. You know, there's just so many teams with different qualities that, you know, there's no easy team. But, you know, our plan is that if we can put a decent run together, you know, and go on some kind of unbeaten run, then you never know in football. We know it's going to be a tall order, but, you know, in any league, any competition, you know, if you believe and you work hard on the training ground, then anything's achievable.
Now, a new head coach at the club, obviously, there's going to be a fair few personnel changes with regards to the playing side. But when I've gone on the website, there's loads of players coming in, isn't there? I mean, you've only a couple of hours ago, you've announced the signing of Kieran Wells. I've seen Danny Rackies join the club. So you've certainly been busy in the last few days or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in fairness to Mark, he's put a really strong squad together, and the quality is there to see. I knew when I came in we highlighted that we needed a striker, and you know, I work with Wellesley at Basford, and he's a fantastic character, great personality, and you know thanks to Grantham for allowing us to speak to him and waiving the 7 days. But you know, he's matured as a player. Yeah, he's always scored goals, and he'll be a great addition to the squad. In terms of the current squad, you know, I'm still finding out about individual players, but like I say, I know they're all really good players, and my plan moving forward is to, you know, to find a formation and a stable team, you know, and hopefully the team will pick itself, and, you know, repetition and, you know, the same system and same players will help build on the previous successes.
And looking forward to that match against Sutton Coldfield this weekend.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. You know, obviously it was a difficult start last week, particularly with the game at Kidsgrove and the sending off, which changed the old dimensions of the game. But my first game, you know, at the new Manor Ground, hopefully a decent crowd. I'll be buzzing. I'm rearing to go, and let's hopefully we can get 3 points.
Martin Carruthers there, head coach at Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston hosting Sutton Coldfield Town on Saturday. It's quite close, actually, towards the playoff positions. Belper Town on 26, Ilkeston on 26, then Stocksbridge Park Steels with games in hand on 25. Sheffield just 2 points outside the playoffs. Spalding United, 6 points outside the playoffs. And Frickley Athletic complete the top 10. And speaking of Frickley, on Friday lunchtime, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome return to the show to Dave Frecklington. So, Dave, a big thank you for joining us, and a big welcome back. How are you settling in at Frickley?
Yeah, absolutely. Loving life at the moment. Always helps when you're on good form. And I think since we've took over in towards the end of September, we're on 2 points a game from 10 league games. So, you know, that's 20 points accumulated in those 10 games, and gone from rock bottom to joint ninth, I think, at the moment. So all credit to the players and everyone associated with the football club.
Now, on this show, especially on the Step 4 show, we talk about, you know, some of the big hitters who used to be in Step 3, and Frickley Athletic are a big hitter, let's be honest. So what was it about, what attracted you to the job?
Just the history of the club, you know, obviously playing against Frickley for many years and then obviously managing against Frickley. Always find it quite a hostile and unique place to go and play. The supporters, they've got a unique set of supporters that you know, not only following at home, but also travelling good numbers away. But just the way the board sold the vision for the club, obviously they were struggling at the foot of the table. They'd lost every game, you know, hemorrhaging goals for fun, and unfortunately an early exit from the cup. And I was going to have a year out from the game. I was going to study on my coaching badges and just take a break from the game. But once I'd gone over and spoken to the chairman and the CEO, and I just felt it was the right place to be.
And when it comes to what's your vision for the club? I mean, I'm pretty safe in saying that if Frickley was back in the Premier Division, they wouldn't be out of place. So is that the ultimate aim?
Well, the first thing was to obviously get away from bottom of the league. You know, Frickley Athletic should never be bottom of a Step 4 division, but they were there on merit. You know, for a number of reasons, but. Yeah, you know, the ultimate aim is to improve on bottom of the league. You know, obviously, me as a manager has always got ambitions of managing a lot higher than where we are. And if I thought that the football club wasn't geared up to get to the next level, then, you know, I certainly would be wasting my time, never mind the football club's time. So the ultimate aim is to get the football club, you know, back to where it belongs, and that's at least step 3. And... you know, I've signed for 2 years, so, you know, I want to try and get there within 2 years. You know, if not this year, then they will be having a right crack at it next year. But, you know, we're minus 6 games, you know, behind everybody. So to be where we are now is a credit to all the players. And it's an exciting project and something that we're, you know, really getting looking forward to kicking on.
And you mentioned your average points per game. It's a good run you're on at the moment. 4 games unbeaten, and in there you've got a very good 2-2 draw with Ilkeston as well. So you must be pleased with the run that you're on at the moment.
We are, because you know, we set ourselves a 2 points a game target. We're bang on that at the moment. We've won 3 straight. We had a really good November, you know, and that was disrupted by having 2 or 3 games off as well in that run. So. You know, to get a good point at Ilkeston, who were flying at the time, then to win a really, really good Kids Grove side, then beat Sutton and Spalding back-to-back as well. You know, the players have just gone from strength to strength, but feet firmly on the ground. The old clichés, you know, they come out, don't they, when you're on good form. But it's this time of year where it's really important. If we can still be in the mix, you know, come Christmas time and at the start of the turn of the new year, if we're bang, you know, 3 to 6 points off the playoffs, then, you know, we really do fancy our chances to really kick on in the new year.
And it's Market Drayton Town tomorrow. I read somewhere, now I might have been wrong here, Dave, but I read somewhere that the cage, the tunnel's no longer there at Frickley, which is nearly as bad as the time they replaced the benches. But you're right about the following there. The last time I was there, there was a big young element in the crowd as well. How are you enjoying that side of things at the club?
Yeah, loving that side of it. You know, the last time I was at this level, I was with Lincoln United and Spalding, and we managed to get, you know, back-to-back playoff campaigns on that. Out with both those clubs, and you know, we probably didn't have the followings or the backings because that wasn't a you know, there wasn't well supported football clubs. But you know, with Frickley, that's totally different. If we can get on keep on this kind of form, I think we've been averaging 60-70 away from home, you know, full coach, load of supporters, without the ones in cars, you know, and they've really shown the appreciation. And when you get that kind of backing, you know, you want to make sure they're going home on the travels back to Frickley with the points in the bag. So really enjoying the support, and I think the supporters are enjoying the style of football and the commitment and endeavours off the players at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward to Market Drayton tomorrow.
Yeah. Obviously, Slappo's back in charge at Market Drayton and they're doing a fantastic job. I think they've won 4 out of 5 since he's been back there. And you know, we've come across each other many a time, and no doubt about it, it'll be a really tough game tomorrow. But you know, one we're confident in winning, and you know, we're hoping to make it 4 wins on the trot going into what would be a really tough game at the league, and an interesting one if we do get the 3 points.
Frickley Athletics manager Dave Frecklington there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all our guests this month for joining me. We hope you've enjoyed the show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.